Belonging in the NHS. NHS staff have been challenged by the response to COVID-19 on a scale and at a pace not previously seen. These pressures have, on the whole, brought out the very best in our leaders, with compassionate and inclusive leadership behaviours coming to the fore. Clinical leadership and distributed leadership have also proved to be more critical than ever in recent months. We must continue our efforts to make the culture of the NHS universally understanding, kind and inclusive, through the testing times that lie ahead.
The NHS will be open and inclusive. The NHS was established on the principles of social justice and equity.
In many ways, it is the nation's social conscience, but the treatment of our colleagues from minority groups falls short far too often.
Not addressing this limits our collective potential.
It prevents the NHS from achieving excellence in healthcare, from identifying and using our best talent, from closing the gap on health inequalities, and from achieving the service improvements that are needed to improve population health. Given recent national and international events, it has never been more urgent for our leaders to take action and create an organizational culture where everyone feels they belong, in particular to improve the experience of our people from Black, Asian and minority ethnic, BAME, backgrounds. All our jobs have become more difficult and we have to take extra special care to look after our patients, ourselves and each other.
It's a difficult time, but we are pulling together as a team. Everyone is pushing themselves and doing an amazing job.
I couldn't be prouder of them all. That's probably why, even after 15 years, I still love and would recommend my job. The NHS has a way of attracting so many different people from all walks of life, and make them all feel they belong. Hospital Porter, Southwest. The NHS must be a place where all are welcome, with a culture of belonging and trust.
We must understand, encourage and celebrate diversity in all its forms. The NHS must be a place where discrimination, violence and bullying have no place.
If we do not role model this culture, then how can our patients expect to be treated equitably, and as individuals?
A time of national awakening.
COVID-19 has intensified social and health inequalities. The evidence suggests that the pandemic has had a disproportionate impact on those from a BAME background, on older people, on men, on those with obesity, and on those with a disability or long-term condition. The NHS is the largest employer of BAME people in the country, and BAME colleagues have lost their lives in greater numbers than any other group. We must take seriously our responsibility to look after at-risk staff, prioritizing physical and psychological safety. Systemic inequalities are not unique to the NHS. Each of us needs to listen and learn, from our colleagues, and from society, and take considered, personal and sustained action to improve the working lives of our NHS people and the diverse communities we serve. There is strong evidence that where an NHS workforce is representative of the community that it serves, patient care and the overall patient experience is more personalized and improves. Yet it is also clear that in some parts of the NHS, the way a patient or member of staff looks can determine how they are treated. The Workforce Race Equality Standard, WRES, has led to progress across a number of areas, for example increases in proportion of BAME very senior managers. The Workforce Disability Equality Standard, WDES, has begun to shine a light on the difficulties that colleagues with disabilities and long-term health conditions face.
Other staff groups also face significant challenges.
For example, we know that the majority of staff who identify as LGBTQ+ do not feel confident enough to report their sexual orientation or gender expression on their employment record. And we know the weathering effect that microaggressions have on our people. NHS England and NHS Improvement, with the NHS Confederation, has now established the NHS Race and Health Observatory. This body will bring together experts from this country and internationally to provide analysis and policy recommendations to improve health outcomes for NHS patients, communities and our people.
This will be crucial for building evidence and driving progress.
To realize urgent change, we must work systematically and give these issues the same emphasis as we would any other patient safety-related concern. We must act with integrity, intelligence, empathy, openness and in the spirit of learning. To do this, we each need to first examine our personal track record on, and commitment to, equality, diversity and inclusion. staff should expect their employers to take action on the following areas. Recruitment and promotion practices. By October 2020, employers, in partnership with staff representatives, should overhaul recruitment and promotion practices to make sure that their workforce reflects the diversity of their community, regional and national labor markets. This should include creating accountability for outcomes, agreeing diversity targets, and addressing bias in systems and processes. It must be supported by training and leadership about why this is a priority for our people and, by extension, patients. Divergence from these new processes should be the exception and agreed between the recruiting manager and board-level lead on equality, diversity and inclusion, in NHS trusts, usually the chief executive. Health and well-being conversations. From September 2020, line managers should discuss equality, diversity and inclusion as part of the health and well-being conversations described in the previous chapter, to empower people to reflect on their lived experience, support them to become better informed on the issues, and determine what they and their teams can do to make further progress. Leadership diversity. Every NHS trust, foundation trust and CCG must publish progress against the model employer goals to ensure that at every level, the workforce is representative of the overall BAME workforce. From September 2020, NHS England and NHS Improvement will refresh the evidence base for action to ensure the senior leadership, very senior managers and board members, represents the diversity of the NHS, spanning all protected characteristics. Tackling the disciplinary gap, across the NHS we must close the ethnicity gap in entry to formal disciplinary processes. By the end of 2020, we expect 51% of organizations to have eliminated the gap in relative likelihood of entry into the disciplinary process. For NHS trusts, this means an increase from 31.1% in 2019. As set out in A Fair Experience for All, NHS England and NHS Improvement will support organisations in taking practical steps to achieving this goal, including establishing robust decision tree checklists for managers, post-action audits on disciplinary decisions, and pre-formal action checks. Governance. By December 2021, all NHS organisations should have reviewed their governance arrangements to ensure that staff networks are able to contribute to and inform decision-making processes. Not only do staff networks provide a supportive and welcoming space for our people, they have deep expertise on matters related to equality, diversity and inclusion, which boards and executive teams need to make better use of. Staff networks should look beyond the boundaries of their organisation to work with colleagues across systems, including those working in primary care. Information and education. From October 2020, NHS England and NHS Improvement will publish resources, guides and tools to help leaders and individuals have productive conversations about race, and to support each other to make tangible progress on equality, diversity and inclusion for all staff. The NHS Equality, Diversity and Inclusion training will also be refreshed to make it more impactful and focused on action. Accountability. By March 2021, NHS England and NHS Improvement will have published competency frameworks for every board-level position in NHS providers and commissioners. These frameworks reinforce that it is the explicit responsibility of the chief executive to lead on equality, diversity and inclusion, and of all senior leaders to hold each other to account for the progress they are making. Regulation and oversight. Over 2020-21, as part of its well-led assessment of trusts, CQC will place increasing emphasis on whether organizations have made real and measurable progress on equality, diversity and inclusion, and whether they are able to demonstrate the positive impact of this progress on staff and patients. Building confidence to speak up. By March 2021, NHS England and NHS Improvement will launch a joint training program for Freedom to Speak Up Guardians and S Experts. We are also recruiting more BAME staff to Freedom to Speak Up Guardian roles, in line with the composition of our workforce.
Ensuring staff have a voice. We all need to feel safe and confident when expressing our views. If something concerns us, we should feel able to speak up. If we find a better way of doing something, we should feel free to share it.
We must use our voices to shape our roles, workplaces, the NHS, and our communities, to improve the health and care of the nation.
We also need to take the time to really listen, helping one another through challenges and during times of change, and making the most of new opportunities.
many staff have felt unable to speak up, or that they have been ignored.
This is another area in which BAME staff have been particularly affected. We need to look beyond the data and listen to the lived experience of our colleagues. When our people speak, we must listen and then take action.
The experience of COVID-19 has thrown into even sharper relief the need to engage with and listen to our people. NHS England and NHS Improvement have recently launched the NHS People Pulse for all NHS and provider organisations to understand our NHS people's varied experience through COVID and recovery.
To build on this, we will now
adapt the 2020 NHS staff survey to reflect the current context. Explore options to implement this survey in primary care in the autumn. Launch a new quarterly staff survey to track people's morale in the first quarter of 2021-22, following the results of the 2020-21 National Staff Survey. But using surveys is just one important way to hear from our people.
Networks and digital spaces are also important ways to convey staff experiences.
Making sure staff are empowered to speak up, and that when they do, their concerns will be heard, is essential if we are to create a culture where patients and staff feel safe.
We must all make sure our people feel valued and confident that their insights are being used to shape learning and improvement.
NHS England and NHS Improvement will work with the National Guardian's Office to support leaders and managers to foster a listening up, speaking up culture. Board members of NHS trusts and foundation trusts already have specific responsibilities under the NHS Improvement Board guidance published in July 2019. We will also promote and encourage employers to complete the free online Just and Learning Culture training and accredited learning packages to help them become fair, open and learning organisations where colleagues feel they can speak up. As employers, NHS England and NHS Improvement and he will also take demonstrable action to model these leadership behaviours.
Compassionate and inclusive leadership.
By putting diverse leadership at the heart of their ICS workforce strategy, West Yorkshire and Harrogate Partnership aims to ensure that the poor experiences in the workplace that are particularly high for Black, Asian and minority ethnic staff will become a thing of the past.
Inclusive cultures depend on inclusive leaders.
Powerful leadership can be found at all levels, across all roles, and in all teams in the NHS. In the first phase of the response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the power and significance of clinical leadership came to the forefront.
We have also heard that people felt they were given license to exercise their leadership, irrespective of title and grade.
The NHS must build on this distributed leadership that has emerged in recent months. All leaders in the NHS, particularly those who hold formal management and leadership positions, are expected to act with kindness, prioritize collaboration, and foster creativity in the people they work with.
The most important thing has been giving power to frontline teams. In the past, many barriers were in place to making changes, with centralized decision-making that stifled innovation.
In COVID-19 early stages, national oversight stepped back in response to the emergency, and clinical teams were able to self-govern, innovate and collaborate to implement changes that met the immediate needs of their patients.
My main urge would be to remember that NHS staff have moved mountains to reply to COVID.
Leaders, please trust frontline staff to do what is needed and empower them to deliver the best for their own patients. Hospital Doctor, Midlands.
With the right leadership, NHS teams can flourish.
That is why we need to prioritize support to line managers and leaders to develop their skills. This new approach to NHS leadership will be codified in a leadership compact that will be published shortly. The following action will be taken in 2020-21 to support leaders to continue building more compassionate and inclusive cultures in their teams. Leadership development, from September 2020, NHS England and NHS Improvement will provide refreshed support for leaders in response to the current operating environment. This will include expert-led seminars on health inequalities and racial injustice, and action learning sets for senior leaders across health and social care. Clinical leadership, by March 2021, NHS England and NHS Improvement will work with the Faculty of Medical Leadership and Management to expand the number of placements available for talented clinical leaders each year. These roles will be based in systems and will focus on improvement projects across clinical pathways. Talent management, By December 2020, NHS England and NHS Improvement will update the talent management process to make sure there is greater prioritisation and consistency of diversity in talent being considered for director, executive senior manager, chair and board roles. This will include clearer guidance on the recruitment process and metrics to track progress. Digital line management training. By January 2021, NHS England and NHS Improvement will launch an updated and expanded free online training material for all NHS line managers. For those who seek to progress, a management apprenticeship pathway will be launched. Online leadership resources, all central NHS leadership programs will be available in digital form and accessible to all by April 2021.
The curriculum will be updated to be underpinned by the principle of inclusion. It will include practical resources on team effectiveness, crisis management, retention and talent management.
Accountability. In October 2020, NHS England and Improvement will publish a consultation on a set of competency frameworks for board positions in NHS providers and commissioning organisations. Once finalised, the frameworks will underpin recruitment, appraisal and development processes for these crucial leadership roles. Response to CARC review. Ensuring high standards of leadership in the NHS is crucial. Well-led organisations and better-led teams with strong teamwork translates into greater staff well-being and clinical care. NHS England and NHS Improvement have completed the engagement exercise commissioned by government in response to Tom Clark QC's review of the Fit and Proper Persons Test, and are working with the Department of Health and Social Care to finalise a response to the review's recommendations, which will be published shortly. Developing our evidence base. By March 2021, NHS England and NHS Improvement will have launched a new NHS Leadership Observatory, which will highlight areas of best practice globally, commission research, and translate learning into practical advice and support for NHS leaders. The observatory will build on the results of the National Leadership Development Survey.